Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey guys, what do you know? Lou Manfredini, our Mr. Fix-It, is on the phone line. Hi Lou, how are you?
If I get the statue, is it pre-Seattle Sutton or post-Seattle Sutton?
Oh,
I would like
good
post-Seattle
question.
Sutton.
Same, the very same question they'll have to answer when Elvis gets into the statuary
right.
garden as well.
Is it in the white jumpsuit or is it that 1960s thing where he was in the black leather? I go for the black leather when he was on stage in the round, you know?
Him in, what was the prison movie he did?
Jailhouse Rock.
Jailhouse Rock, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How are you, Mr. Fix-It?
I'm good. I'm hot. How are you?
It's going to be the warmest week of the year, and I saw on Twitter over the weekend, somebody said, did I hear you correctly, that if you crank your thermostat down even lower, you know, down to 60, that'll cool the house quicker. Lou, what happens?
Yeah. That doesn't do anything. It actually could, it could harm the system, and I think that, you know, a couple things that I did in that post, and when I did GNTV on this, you know, the cottonwood has been flying around like crazy the last month or so, and that condensing unit that's on outside of people's homes, John, where you live, there's a good chance those condensing units are up on the roof.
They are,
and so that those need to be cleaned because if they're filled with debris, the fins on the outside of that condensing unit are what allows the refrigerant and the technology of air conditioning to work. So that has to be cleaned up. But your thermostat, you got to think about how a system works. If you imagine your air conditioner inside with central air, it's like a giant block of ice. And then a fan pulls all the air in your home across that block of ice. And as it comes in, it's warm, and when it goes out, it cools. But it's that constant circulation. The block of ice doesn't get any colder. It's not technically a block of ice, but it's really cold. And so by you cranking it down, it's not like it creates a cooler environment. You just need to set it at the temperature you want, and then we need to move as much air as possible. And that is done by using ceiling fans if you have them. If you have hot spots in a certain part of your home where one room is warmer than the other, buy a few box fans and get that air circulating. The more air that we can circulate through the air conditioner, the cooler and more consistent the temperature will be. And then finally, the filter that you have internally, you need to make sure that that's clean, because if that's clogged, it's causing the system to work more stringently, and then it could break down.
Well, I'm going to invent a thing like your faucet. You can turn your water and get it hot, medium, cool. You have different temperature ranges you can control with your water in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't they do something like that with the air in your house? I mean, it's just one cool temperature comes in, and the longer it comes in, the cooler the house gets. But
yeah.
I want to fast forward.
They do have that, but nobody. But the technology there is, you know, they have these things called space packs, which are high pressure cooling devices. You know, I mean, or these split systems that I talk a lot about. These are these ductless AC systems where there's a condensing unit on the outside, and what they call a cassette goes on the inside, and it's a great way to. Like cherry pick parts of your home. Maybe you have a large great room that's just never quite cool enough. And instead of, you know, lowering that thing to 72 degrees and then your basement, I mean, this is the problem too. People with multi-level homes, their basement is like an ice box right now because that air conditioning is running like crazy. Physics plays such a role in comfort inside of a home that we need to get that cold air up. And the other thing, that fan on or auto switch, if you reminded me, I didn't mention that when I did my TV segment. If you go to fan on and just run that fan constantly, that too is going to help to make the home more comfortable. But
what if I have ceiling fans, Lou? Should they be
run them?
Should they be blowing the air up towards the ceiling or down towards the house?
I don't care which way they blow. I mean, if they blow down, then you feel the cold. You know, you feel the air, which is better. But the whole idea is that the circulation is what you need, and you have to remember that in a an 8 foot tall home, you know, if the ceilings are 8 feet tall, the temperature up at the ceiling is probably 4 to 6 degrees warmer than it is when you're sitting on the couch. Your AC is still trying to cool that air. And then just simple things like when you wake up and the sun is shining through your kitchen window, well, the air all right by that window is hotter. And then as the sun progresses, you know, and it gets high, the attic gets warm, and that's where an exhaust fan and an attic would work really well, an attic fan. And all of that, all the misgivings and problems you have with your home when it comes to temperature become very apparent when it's either really cold outside or really hot like it's going to be right now.
What are you thinking, Dave?
Lou, I went out Saturday, took the hose, and tried to clean the condenser. And I didn't have a lot of cottonwood in there, but there was just stuff.
Dirt.
Yeah, and I have to say, I do think it felt, anyway, like the air conditioner was working better yesterday than it had on Saturday. But is there anything that I could do to damage the air conditioner by doing that?
No. I mean, the only
way
you would
damage
it,
Dave, seems weird to be squirting water into an electrical thing like that.
It kind of does.
It's like, this is a bad idea.
Well, but keep in mind, it sits outside in the rain. I mean, if it's raining outside, that thing is working. So, you know, in a perfect world, yeah, you would shut the system off when you hose it down just so you don't get sprayed in the face, you know, by the fan on top if you got water on there. But it's not the end of the world. What I don't want people to do, depending on how they're – some condensing units, their coils are exposed. They're not protected by like a metal, almost like a shroud that goes over them. You don't want to ever take a pressure washer to it because those fins are aluminum and you could bend them. So just a hose, a regular garden hose with a regular sprayer – is not going to damage it. You could take a light brush if you wanted to and kind of gently brush from the top to the bottom.
Have 30 seconds left. Do you think that we should be running our dehumidifiers? Will that help?
100%. When the humidity is high, we want to eliminate the humidity, and the more we can get out of there, you're assisting your air conditioner. If you have window units, there are internal filters in those. That front cover comes off, and there's probably a white little mesh filter that you don't even know about that is covered in debris. If you clean that out, it will work so much better for you. And so clean all that and you'll be cooler.
Time's up. Here's what I'm going to do. Can you come out with us this time tomorrow?
Sure.
I'm going to, all of you who are calling and texting, we have 72,000 calls and texts now. Lou will be on at this time tomorrow. Okay? Is that okay, Lou?
Yeah, that's great. And, that's great. Happy to do it.
All right. That's our Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, who will appear in a statue of heroes if the category was home maintenance, heating, air conditioning, cooling, stuff like that.